Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Anaïs Renault, biologist for Renaissance Lac Brome, who will be addressing the issue of blue-green algae in Brome Lake. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Anaïs. So some of our listeners may not know what exactly blue-green algae is and why it makes appearance in our lake. Can you please start off by discussing that a little bit with us and how blue-green algae is formed?
Well, first, cyanobacteria or blue-green algae are microscopic photosynthetic organisms, and they are common in the water around the world. They are natural elements in aquatic ecosystem, but it's just when we feed them with phosphorus that they can develop into, they can bloom and develop into scum.
Okay.
So the problem with cyanobacteria, because as I said, they are natural elements, they are algae. It's just that they can produce toxins and other compounds that are harmful for humans and other animals. So that's why it's a problem to have them when they develop in lakes. The other thing we don't like when they develop too much is that they can make shadow in the water columns, so it can be a problem for other plants that need lights to grow.
What are the reasons behind, you were mentioning before how it feeds off phosphorus? What contributes to the development of phosphorus?
It's nutrient. So they need, like humans need vitamins, but they need nutrients, and it's very the phosphorus that is limiting for them. So phosphorus is coming from fertilizer or is coming from soil. So phosphorus is a natural element. It's just that we are adding too much phosphorus in agriculture or on private lands. If we want a green grass, for example, we put fertilizer, and that phosphorus in the phosphorus in the fertilizers can run off in waters. So the problem is that we had in Brome Lake, for example, around Brome Lake, there is a history of agriculture and citizens around the lake that had not the same education that we have now. So at the time, they didn't know they need vegetated banks. They didn't know that we should not apply fertilizer directly on the bank. So and now it's the soil are saturated. We continue to use that too, but hopefully people are not putting fertilizer close to the lake.
Okay. I believe there was an appearance of the bacteria, the blue-green algae, in Brome Lake last week or a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we are seeing earlier development of cyanobacteria this year. Usually in Brome Lake, it's around August or September. Last year, in 2021, we had a big bloom in September, October, but that was because the summer had been very, very dry, not a lot of rain, and the season was very warm in fall. So it gives the time to cyanobacteria to develop. This year, what we are experiencing is heavy rain. Few days after the heavy rains, we can see the cyanobacteria coming out. So it's because the heavy rains increased runoff. So water do not have the time to infiltrate in the soil. So it brings sediments, dirt, nutrients, and other contaminants to streams. So there is no filtration because the water is not penetrating into the soil. After those storms, we can see peaks of phosphorus in the lake. And it's after that that the cyanobacteria are developing. And we can see them in the lake when it's calm or in bays where there is no wind or waves. Otherwise, they are there. They're just mixed in the water column.
Okay. And do you expect to have more cases of blue-green, or expect to see more cases of blue-green algae in the lake throughout the summer?
It really depends on the meteorological conditions. If it stops raining suddenly, if August is very, very nice with no rains, we may have less blooms. If it's continue raining like that, we're probably gonna continue to see cyanobacteria coming out. It really, really depends if it's raining or it's very dry or if it's very hot too. If it's become really hot or if the season fits, if it's very hot in fall, we can see them developing later than usually.
Okay. And what is Renaissance Lac Brome doing to address the problem and to continue its mission of protecting the lake here?
Well, first, we are monitoring cyanobacteria. So every time we see them or every time someone tell them they have seen cyanobacteria, we go on the lake, we measure the surface of the cyanobacteria, what kind of stuff cyanobacteria it is, and we do a report to the Ministry of Environment. And that report, everyone can make that report. If you see blue-green algae, you see a scum, you can contact us, or you can directly make a report on the website of the Ministry of Environment. It's easy to do. It's really easy to do. The other thing we do, we continue to do to sensitize citizens about what they should do or not do to help keep the good water quality in Brome Lake and in streams. It's very important to have every stream on the watershed to have a good quality, because we have to know that all the water that is running off on the water streams is going into the lake. So it's not just people around the lake that need to be careful, it's everyone on the watershed. If you live on the lake, what you can do is make sure you have your bank vegetated on 15 meters. Do not cut the grass. The word is let the plant grow by itself. Do not apply any fertilizer and pesticides. Make sure you have no runoff going to the lake. Runoffs can come from the house if your gutters are not well installed, for example. Make sure your septic installations is tight and not leaking. That's very, very important, because we have measurements that tells us that they're are medications and soap and cosmetics in the lake. So that's for sure coming from septic installations that are not tight enough.
Okay.
Do not put any liquids or material in the lake, like leaves, branch, grass, pool water, painting, anything. So this material will contaminate the lake or increase nutrients and increase the growth of cyanobacteria.
You actually answered my next question. I was going to ask you how people could play their part, but you gave some very, very great suggestions as to how people can do their part in ensuring that, you know, we get to enjoy the lake this summer and in all its beauty.
Yeah. Other thing, it's important not to swim or fish in the lake when there are cyanobacteria, or let animals go into the water, because they don't always have toxins. Sometimes we do analysis and they do have, and sometimes they do not have toxins, but they always have compounds that induce a skin reaction.
Those were the questions that I had for you, Anais, about the situation, but I didn't know if there was anything else that you think would be important for our community to know about blue-green algae, how they can play their part, etc. I wasn't sure if there was any other pieces of information that you think would be important to get out there.
Yeah, something else that I forgot was talking about boats. Boats, when circulating too close from the shoreline in shallow waters, when it's less than 5 meters deep, so boat can resuspended phosphorus that have been deposited at the bottom. So it's not just phosphorus that is coming from streams or banks, it's also phosphorus that have been deposited at the bottom of the lake in the last 50 years or 60 years. So it's important to to navigate far from the shoreline, so you don't perturbate the bottom of the lake.
I know that a lot of towns now, they also have like washing stations set up for boats, you know, to wash off after they've been in the lake. Is that an important step for people to take? Will that be an additional help in protecting our lake?
Yeah, it's very important that everyone that goes, that navigate on the lake, go to the washing station first if we want to prevent invasive species to arrive in the lake. We have invasive species like water milfoil or rusty crayfish, but we don't want the zebra mussel. Zebra mussels are in Memphremagog Lake and Massawippi Lake, not close from here, so it's easy to bring them in our lake. So it's very important that everyone stop at the water station. It's free, it's open during the day, and it's gonna save us lots of problems.
Well, thank you so much, Ayanis, for speaking with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Well, you're very welcome.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.